To give a little brief overview, as my name is Glenn Hager, serve as Controller of Public Accounts, as Jimmy mentioned, the 36th Controller of Public Accounts, going back all the way to the days of Washington on the Brazos. Normally, when I get up and give a little bit of a presentation, somebody will go through, you know, kind of the different things that we do in the Controller's office, the 22 divisions, kind of the core constitutional responsibilities, whether it's running the Treasury, the tax side, statewide procurement, revenue estimating, the different main focuses that we have in the agency. And I kind of jokingly get up and always mention that, did you have to tell everybody that I was the tax collector? Well, problem is with this crowd, you all know we're the tax collector, so I can't get out of that one. And the reason I usually jokingly make some comment of reference to the tax collector, you're talking about the one tax that we have left that's burdensome. Well, we'll see, depending on what you deal with in your clients, you may have a whole list of burdensome taxes. Several years ago, when I first got elected in this position, and the first time that I was before Senate Finance testifying in the current capacity, and obviously I used to be on the other side in the legislature, in the House and the Senate, and sitting up there on Senate Finance in those chairs, and one of my former colleagues said, well, Glenn, I got a question for you. Now that you're sitting in that position and you have your entire team, you know, a bulk of the agency, 1,700 plus people that work in the tax area, whether that is tax policy, audit, CID, whether it's enforcement, whichever area there, could you tell me specifically which tax do people like to pay? And so I had a couple of notes, and I flipped the piece of paper over, and I said, well, Senator, I felt like this question was going to be asked, so let me go ahead, and I wrote it down on the back of the notes, and here's the answer to your question. And he kind of squinted at his eyes. You know, his eyes must be like mine. He kind of looked, and then all of a sudden, I think he had that smirk, a smile on his face. So when he got the joke, he goes, I don't see anything on that paper.